although Barack Obama won the state of Florida and key Bay Area counties like Hillsborough and Pinellas, he carried few coattails with him. The Florida Democratic Party won a total of one legislative seat in the 08 elections, and there's been talk that Chairwoman Karen Thurman may be challenged for her job next month. John Ossman is a member of the Democratic National Committee based in Tallahassee. He says that the problem with Democrats not making larger inroads in Florida is because of the way that Senate and House districts are drawn to favor incumbent Republicans.
What happened here in Florida is a very horrible case of redistricting, where the Republicans in 2002 super-packed districts with Democrats. They went out and gerrymandered the districts to get as many Democrats in as few districts as they can, which means that a majority of the districts had marginal or, 5, 10% points of more Republicans than Democrats, where there were a large number of Democratic districts where you had 70, 80% more Democrats than Republicans. And when you super PAC districts, you're hurting the overall Democratic effort, and that's got to stop. That's one major problem that we had, is we institutionally failed in 2002, which is before Chair Thurman.
Florida Democrats picked up a total net gain of one new member to the legislature this year. In 06, seven Democrats picked up Republican House seats. That's anemic compared to how Democrats did around the rest of the country in state legislative seats. Nationally, in the last two election cycles, Democrats picked up 72 state senators and 350 state representatives. That's in addition to their better-known gains in Washington in the House and Senate. Dave Ehrenberg spent over $1 million to win re-election to his state Senate seat in District 27.
There's no doubt that for legislative races, November 4th was a disappointment. You know, we won the state by 4 points, Barack Obama did, and yet we only pick up a total of one seat in both houses combined, and that is a disappointment. So I think we had good candidates, but I think the way the races were run could have been improved. I think we have to have some serious discussions on how to change things in the next cycle.
And Ehrenberg is also charitable in assessing Karen Thurman's work as state party chair.
You can't just blame one person for the failures of our legislative races. That's like firing the baseball manager after a team disappoints, because you can't fire all 27 players. I think you need to look at the entire structure and how races are run. But also, there were things done right. The Obama groundswell really did create a new enthusiasm amongst young voters, amongst Hispanics, and registered a lot of new voters. And if those trends continue, Democrats statewide should be in good shape.
An Associated Press study of the Florida election showed that more Floridians voted for John McCain than Barack Obama on Election Day. But the Illinois senator essentially won the state in early and absentee voting, beating McCain by 11 points in those categories. Florida DNC member John Ossman says there are definitely aspects of the Obama campaign in Florida that local and state Democrats can learn from.
Yeah, the Obama campaign did a tremendous job on the field, in the ground, as well as in the air on TV commercials. And in their ground, they knew exactly who had voted by what time. They knew people that had absentee ballots and had failed to turn them back in yet. They were very aggressive and very assertive in making sure that they got their supporters to vote early or vote absentee.
Ossman is calling for more involvement from the Florida Democratic Party's State Executive Committee in regards to targeting legislative seats and recruiting high-quality candidates to run in those seats. But he says things won't get better for Florida Democrats unless they can control redistricting of legislative seats the next time that happens in 2012. And that's why he says that though Democrats don't seem to be aggressive in defeating Charlie Crist in 2 years, they should fully think of the consequences.
Charlie Crist comes from the Tampa Bay area. I know a lot of people in the Tampa Bay like him. If we have a strong Republican Senate and a strong Republican House, then we need a Democratic governor who can veto reapportionment plans that are going to hurt Democrats and the citizens of Florida for another 10 years.